for one reason, that there's no, he also the Magad Mishnah, that there's no such thing as Kiddush of Apas Shabbos morning. Why don't Chamamadim? Rabosai. If this Chamamadim is used, then it's existing. Rabosai. What is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid with respect to the very definition of what? Of Kiddusha Rabba? What are they fighting about? Yeah, listen. No hecker, it's gosh. What is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid with respect to the very definition of what of Kiddusha Rabba? What are they fighting about? Yeah, listen. No hecker, it's gosh. The Rav explained in the Sefer a fundamental dispute, the Rav, not some of detail. What's the Rav's holy thought about Kiddush? Kiddush Alayayim. We said it the first day 2 weeks ago. That the Kiddush Alayayim is Koveya, the Sudas, the Sudas Shabbos. So the Rav said as follows. Via Rampa, Kiddush Friday night is Koveya what? The Sudas Lel Shabbos as such. Kiddush Shabbos morning is Koveya what? It's Koveya, the Shabbos morning Suda as such. So just it's called Kiddush with all the Pitchefkis, with every detail of Kiddush, because it has served the same exact function. Can't eat before it. You need Kiddush with Malkum Suda, the Rambam. We got Kiddush Zelayel with Malkum Suda, the same Rambam says over there. Whereas according to the Raivid, nah, you don't need Kiddush with Malkum Suda, he suggests. Rambam didn't say Beferish. This Raivid didn't say Beferish. Because the Kiddush of night is Koveya all three meals. In other words, the Raivid of Beferish is only said to drink, to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. But the Rav extrapolated that and said, if that's the case, you shouldn't need Kiddush Shabbat Masuda either. Because the Friday night Kiddush is Koveya all three meals. If that's the case, Rav Osai, we can come to an interesting shot on the Rambam. The Rambam says, the way the Torah interprets it in Perek Lamed and Halacha Tes, in Hilchus Shabbos, that you are required to have wine when it comes to Shalashudas as well. Yeah? Shalashudas requires wine. What kind of din is this? So the tourists have to make Kiddush. They make Kiddush Shalashudas. Makes sense what we're saying now. Why? We need Friday night to be Koveya the Friday night meal. Shabbos morning you need Kiddush to be Koveya the Shabbos morning meal. So Shalashudas, you need Kiddush to be Koveya the Shalashudas meal. It makes perfect sense. The Kesef Mishnah and Perek Lama and Halacha Tes, and that Rambam says that's not what he meant. So the Torah is wrong, Shad Rambam. Rambam's Lashon is in Perek Lama, Halacha Tes, and Halacha Shabbos. V'tzarech l'tvah kol sudah mishloshtan al ayayin. All teams have to be called nikva al ayayin. With the tzohar shnei kikris. M'chen v'yamim tov. Says the Torah, Shad Rambam, you have to make Kiddush and Shalosh Shudas. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Midivri Atur Nira Shemifarash Divri Rabbeinu. Haim Alom HaKiddush Kam Besudah Shlishi Yisali Yayin Kodom Shudah Kamo Shav Sudas V'yein Dev Amash Medivara Ela Hain Alom HaShiyish Di Yayin Bisudah Kizel Pirish Koveya Sudah So Ala Yayin Lodin Shih Kaddish Kodom Sudah. Wow! It's come out of Chumrah. You have to have wine again in the meal, not just before the meal. Yeah. Ubeferish kosev Rabbeinu Psofer Kavtes Umitzvah Levarach Alayayin B'yom HaShabbos Kodem Sheyisol Shniya V'zeo HaNikwa Kiddusha Rabba Mashma Behedyo The Besudah Shniya Davka Kama Belobas Shlishis. Yeah? This is what the Kesef Mishnah says. In my opinion, according to Wisep Shat, now with the Rav, really should require that the yayin should be before the meal lechatchila. Ah, he only said Suda Shnia. He hadn't mentioned Suda Shlishi at all. That doesn't exist. He didn't turn Chof Tess. He didn't get to the whole discussion of Shalosh Shudas yet. This is over here. So you have to have wine, Kiddush, in Suda Shnia as well. And the reason he didn't mention Shlishi, not he meant Lafuke Shlishi. All he meant was, didn't mean to exclude shlishes. He's only gotten to shlishes yet. He didn't get to shlishes yet. Maybe. It's a little bit of, it's not so gross, not so glatt. Not so easy. But that's what I would say, Pshat. Rabosai, the truth of the matter is, what's Pshat's admission? Why shouldn't you require Kiddush for Shalosh Shudas? The whole part of the Rav is Pshat in the Rambam. You have to be Kovei the Suda Shabbos. So then why not Suda Shlishis too? So I thought of the following pshat. You know, why do you have to have Kiddush before the Suda? Why can't you have Kiddush during the Suda? So perhaps the only reason, so be Kovei the Suda after the first Kazayas, now be Kovei. So perhaps the Rambam held as follows, on both sides. Chazal introduced an Isser of Achila Tima Kodom Kiddush. But they wanted the Kiddush to be a mafsik, a separation between Sudas Chol and Sudas Shabbos. So they introduced the same exact thing, Kiddush from Shabbos morning. You know why? You went to sleep at night, you woke up in the morning, you can't eat. It's before Shabbos, you can't eat. So there's a time when you're not permitted to eat. So the Chazal said, we want the Kiddush to be the first thing you eat Shabbos morning. Nothing before. Zero. So remember, they insist that you have Kiddush before you wash. When it comes to Shalosh Shudas, what are you going to say? You have to have Kiddush dafka before you wash? Why can't I have Kiddush after I wash? Quote unquote, it's Kiddush. I'll have wine after I wash. Chazal did not want to impose the prohibition that once 12 o'clock or 12:30 comes, fast until you wash at 6 o'clock. That's crazy. That's a bit of learning Shabbos. In the morning, can't eat anyway because it's before davening. So he extended another. So if you're hungry, so go eat right away after davening. But they didn't want to make such an instant to eat from 12:30 on until minchata, until eat Shalosh Shudas. They didn't want extra Shudas. Mimeli, you're allowed to have candies, fish, potato chips, and other things. Mimeli, you can have your quote Kiddush in the middle of Shalosh Shudas. That's what I thought. Other meals would have been the same thing, but other meals you have to have a havdalah, a separation. What they do between the weekday eating and the Shabbos eating and before the Shabbos morning eating. There's an Easter Achil anyway. So you have to have the Kiddush before the meal. That's what I thought. But it comes to Shalosh Shudas, the wine, the yayin, the mechal between anything. There's no Chol before, there's no Sudas Laila before, that's the first thing eating by day. But merely, you can have the Kiddush during the meal. That's what I thought. We don't follow that. Why don't we follow that Ramadan? The Kesef Mishnah, Ramadan. The Paras follows like this. We are like the Kesef Mishnah, basically. The Kesef Mishnah means what? It's not shayach to have, we hold both premises, that makes it's a self-destruct situation. To make Kiddush during the meal, we hold it impossible, as the Kesef Mishnah says. On the other hand, to demand Kiddush before the meal, we hold it impossible for another reason. There's no Yisra Achila. And to have a Kiddush without a preceding Yisra Achila, we hold it impossible. There's no Kiddush whatsoever. So there's no Kiddush in Shalosh Shudas. None. You need the wine to be kovered the Suda. No, for that's enough to the kaviyas of the morning. The wine of the kaviyas of the night before enough. They want to make the following suggestion. Maybe this is a chiyav oneg is balala mayo. The karasa la Shabbos oneg and yadam is also oneg. It's oneg lila that we had before. Kavod lila kavod yom. You said the Gemara. So. They're two separate categories. You have to have Yayin to be Koveh for Kavod Laila, and Yayin to be Koveh for Kavod Yom. But Shalosh Shudas, that's only Zeichel Laman, the third meal. That's included in Kavod Yom. So there's no need to have an extra Yayin to be Koveh. No. The Yayin is Koveh, the only Shabbos by Yom, the Kavod Yom. Of course, if you want to take that to its conclusion, you would say, You doctor have to have the Kiddush of Akapsuda with Pas, which is the Iker of Kvod Yom. But we don't have the meaning that way. And then you'd also say, we mentioned it a little while ago, that against my brother Reb Chaim, you can have the cake in the morning and the bread in the afternoon. Can't do that for technical reasons. Because Kiddush of Akapsuda, Kiddush should be Kovea the Suda of Pas. But since we're not knowing that way, only the Gros knowing that way to have to insist on Pas, we hold you can have Kiddush Makom Suda even with the cake. So apparently we hold that it's Koveya for the rest of the meal, the whole day. So the meal, you don't even get Kiddush Mishal Shuts. That's what I thought. Oh. Now a big question. Can you drink water Shabbos morning before Shabbos?
Yes.
Oh, Shua got it right. Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Tes, we're just there. Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber as follows. He says, V'gam zeh ha-kiddush ha-tvim ha-pam suda, v'shalo yitam klum, like the Rambam. U'miyu lishtos mayim ba-boker kodem tfila mutter, v'shadayin o'chal alav chovas kiddush. Who does he quote this from? Rosh. Oh. So the Mechaber paskin that you're allowed to drink water any morning before davening. I once said a shiur, I think, I don't know if you ever heard it from me, that according to the Rambam it's not true. I had a riot. But the Rambam writes, Hatsome v'haroy, if someone's exceptionally thirsty, may drink before davening. What's the big deal? I don't drink water. I won't be thirsty. So I had a riot, it's not my kasha, the Prima Gadol already has the kasha. So the riot from the Rambam, you're not permitted to drink anything before davening, not even water. Rambam Shita. By day.
Any day,
Shabbos, all the time.
Any day.
No, so the Mechaber holds against the Rambam on that principle. So the Mechaber says the same as on Tuesday morning you can have wine before Shacharis. So it's on Shabbos morning. I would have the Chiyuv of what? The Chiyuv of Kiddush. It's only Chal on you for some reason. We'll see that in a minute. After you start davening. Before you daven, there's no chiyuv of kiddush because you didn't daven yet. Kiddush has come after you finished davening Shachos. That's what the Mechaber said.
Pashtus.
Now, the Rosh did this. Apparently, the Rosh actually did it himself, and it's against the opinion of the Rav Yah, which is quoted by this Torah, not over here, but quoted back at Simon Peites in Hilchos Tefila. We'll look at it tomorrow. I want to end. I don't want to take you late. We'll be at it tomorrow, if you don't mind, just switching gears. I just want to think it would be easier that way. Let's finish this first. We're almost in the middle of it already. Let's finish the bottom of the compass. That should not take too long. I really mean it now. We should be able to do that in less than half this year, I hope. Maybe even, I hope so. Then tomorrow. So then we'll start Mishnah tomorrow after we finish that with the Sugya, the Love Dish and Sugya, which are the two middle Ma'amakimus of, the Russian Ma'id Katan and the Russian Brachis and the Ra. There's big Machlokes in Russia. So we'll do that. We'll first finish the bottom one, which should be easier, and then we'll do the harder one, Mishnah, after that. That'll be tomorrow, Thursday, maybe even take us into Monday. Okay, but leave that tomorrow after Ma'amakimus for next week, in case you can't make it Thursday. Thursday schedule. Shiva is probably about 4 o'clock. He's all quoted by saying the Shiva Shimatezai. All these svaros against the BLM. He brings a Maman Avraham who says, you know, you're allowed to make Kiddush before, you're chayav to make Kiddush after Shabbos before Musaf, they do in certain places, because you're allowed to have a Ma'at Pas. This says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to have Ma'at Pas, Resh Pei Vav. We've said that, but you wouldn't allowed to have Ma'at Pas, you're allowed to have candies or fruits, juice. It wouldn't be, there'll be no chiyuv kiddush. Now that the early rabbi, Reish Pei Vav, said you're allowed to even eat before Musaf without kiddush. Because you can't have a full suda. We don't pass in that way. But our kalpana before Shachar is according to the svara. There's no hefta because you can't. There's no permissibility to sit down and have a big meal. And there's quotes from Marashag, even if you're allowed to have cake. But you know, cake, yeah, but not a full meal of bread. So there's still no chiyuv of kiddush. That's already a question. Mimela, this is what he says, against the Biola. I have a following question.
Paschis nit. The Suda Gemura. That's what you said before. Cake is already the Marashaks. Cake is not the same as bread. Who said that's true? Beyond that, I don't believe this whole story of the Mishnah Chol. We read a Mishnah Berurah, Bialacha, it's not Shai. I have a different svara. What people are making leave before that. We preface my remarks. Don't misinterpret me. I think it's us sitting before that. Period. Anything. Even water should be mapped like around that with Hatchil. And Shulchan Aruch. However, even though I think that should be done, it shouldn't have anything before davening. Afal Pinkan, look, there's so many Hail Giyin the year before davening. What's it based upon? They're all sick. They're all Klal Yisrael's all sick. How can you say it should be? Especially to be a lochot that can just daven Mechidus, it's Pili Ploy. Pili before davening, the davening is 7 o'clock in the morning. So what do you have to do before davening? I have the following shot, maybe. The Mechaber says in Simon Pei Tesef Hei, in his skill level, Kona Malosa Shachar, Sarach Lafsik. Gotta stop smack as soon as the dawn rises. Why? What's the Hezbra Dover? That's the question, you're gonna forget the Davin Shachas. If you forget the Davin, if you begin to have, you can keep on going. We saw that in Sukkot Pesach. There's a special issue, the Sof Laladav. It's not gonna help that you start earlier. But, the Yeshav, Rishayn Sarach Lafsik. Believe it or not, it's the Yeshav, the Rashba, back and forth. What does Yesh Avim hold? This Yesh Avim seems to hold that the entire prohibition of eating before Shachris is no more, no less than eating before Mincha Maariv. You're going to forget. And you're going to forget what we have there, Teres and Teres, right? Minin Tavua, Shaliach, the whole story. Lani and Daini, those who eat before Shachris are alive on the sheet. Well, they know it or they don't know it. That's the only half that I know about. It's the Yesh Avim and the Mechaber. I don't know, but you know, we don't pass in that way, but still Yesh Avim and the Mechaber. That's what I think they rely upon. And he has died. No, it doesn't matter. The fact that Maslov had is enough indicates that the nature of the Easter is like a meeting before Mincha Maariv. You never forget. If it's also for that, then help us to that. That's the word. That's what I suggest. If that's the case, then you can eat past two. Why not? For the same reason. So you should be chayav to make Kiddush.
That's a suit of the door.
You're allowed to have a suit of the door. It's a difference. It's a matter of who's going to remind you. We'll make them have pasta for my reference. Someone's going to remind us of what you could want. I'll call upon him, in my opinion, Meikir Adin, those who eat before Davin should make Kiddush first, based on my svara, that they're allowed to have pasta, assuming like the Yesham and the Mechala, but the meaning of all of them is not that way. The owners know about this head. They just know about this head. They're sick. They think they're sick, whatever. So, what can I do? The meaning is the meaning, and I can't fight with the meaning. It's really you, B'nai Torah, should eat nothing before davening. Bein b'chol mei b'shabbos. The health of the young, Baruch Hashem. You waited for Shalom Friday night.
You point out Shalom Friday
night,
that's an outfit
ahead
at all. Yeah, Shalom.
What can I do?
Quite sure if
she's
too.
Okay, Hanan. Go by.
Anything you want.
Not that I do.
We don't pass one like that.
Well, some should name it to the Shulchan Aruch. They're more... wait, Allah for the rice. You know, I said before, don't get my preface. You should eat nothing. But the Tanya Malamat Schus, those who eat. Haram Chalava says, no problem. You eat all you want before Kiddush. Not Kiddush. Like the Raivin, not Kiddush. Shekvon is Kaddish, Hayom, Pamachas, like the Raivin. It's Kiddush only when you sanctify the day. That was already done Friday night. It's just a garnish. And he gives a mushroom. Like a bed, the Kaddish, the young live only once. Bez Bekudish, Achodish, Bekudish. They say that this is Chodesh Nissan, and it'll be Pesach, or Chodesh Tishri, Rosh Hashanah. They say it once, they don't say it twice. Interesting mashal, we're going to come back to that mashal later. Very important mashal. The Ramban is in the Chumash, and the Maram Chal is right over here. On this basis, says the Maram Chal, they think that women are putter from Kiddush Rabbah, period. What? Women have no obligation to Kiddush Shabbos woman. Who? Hayi Gemara says, women are chayim, how do you know? Tosfos goes over here, Kuvah Manal. Look at the Tosfos. So Rav Menal, I believe. Maybe not. Yes. Tozach Berle Yain. Says Brachas Avchav Bevei. Noshim Chayavas Bekiddush Yom Tvar Torah. Why? I don't even know why. It's a famous why. It says Zochav Veshama. Women are Chayav in Shvira to the Chayav in Sfira. But it's Shvira to the Sfira. So the Ram Chalva says, but not by Kiddush Hayom. Not by Kiddush in the Shabbos morning. Because only the Rabbanu. It's only the Rabbanu. But we know our famous rule, the most famous rule we've had all year. Called the Rabbana, can't derive. I mean, it's not Kiddush the Rabbana. It's a a different din. Don't want to be fooled by the lashon kiddush rabba. Like the rabbi said, the same sheep. It seems to me, according to him, that a woman can't make kiddush for a man on Shabbos morning.
No.
I think it's done all the time. That people have this newfangled customs, and they have the women make kiddush and all kinds of things. So, should do a Shabbos, not Shabbos morning. But even in a more traditional home, you'll find sometimes there's a woman.
She can't make a parashah.
No, I'm probably not sure she can do it, but it's a question. But he has an additional level of obligation. He's chayav b'toras kiddush rabba, she's not. Most posts argue and say, woman is chayav in kiddush Shabbos morning. If that's the case, she can't eat. How come all the women eat before kiddush Shabbos morning? Everybody. What's going on over here? He'll say she davens. Before davening. Well, the truth of the matter is most women don't daven. It's an important fact. Women don't daven. Often a Mishnah brachas, the Nashim HaChayavas with tefillah. Not so simple. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Tzimun Kuv Vav, it looks like it's Kuv Vav and Mechaber, he says like this, the Nashim HaVod, Nashim HaVod, Pishim Turb, Mikrish HaChayavas with tefillah. Why? Meshivitzes HaSei Shaloh Asman Grov. What does that mean? Three times after davening. No, there's the Rambam Shita, Mishnah Berurah says. Rambam says that davening is once a day with the rice. So the Rambam Chavas pass like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you can fulfill the mitzvah any time, any way, anyhow. There's no need to daven Shmon Esrei. So therefore, most women today rely on the Shita. Again, Mishnah Berurah is not that way. Mishnah Berurah says, no, you have to have daven twice a day at least, to fully admire the shadow. But the Minig Noshim is not that way. We all know that. The Minig Noshim is not that
way.
I think it's a little baby. But perhaps, I'm not sure what the Bible says. But it depends if it's the rights of the Rabbonim. Presumably it's the Rabbonim and a smack, but it probably requires one of the full Chiyuv Shmon Esrei. If the women only hold it, there's no Chiyuv Shmon Esrei. They just have a Chiyuv Sigurd, something or other. That, to be honest, it didn't Chiyuv the rights of the Rabbonim. We don't find any sechil before tefillah. We don't find it that we should pass the rice like the Rambam seems to do in one place in Sefer Mitzvahs. He quotes the possible so that I'm telling us the rice in Mishnah Torah and the Rabbonim. I'll call upon it. It seems to me that the women fulfill the mitzvah of davening in the morning. How so? The Magen Avraham, so they say a tchina. They say, he rots and who knows what they say. Who knows kind of a minute say a tchina. So the Mepharshim is against the Magen Avraham, it's against the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to daven once a day. He says as follows: Ein lo nitzach yedua min haTorah. You can daven anytime you want, anything you want. But the Rambam says you have to have shevach b'kosher v'hodah. That you do have to have. So the Magen Avraham is over here when they get up in the morning. Rabbi Nachman of Sadaim they say it's a b'kosher and the yotz of the chiyuv d'oraisa. The question is, how can that be? There's no shevach by kosher, no door. The Mepharshim is against the Magen Avraham. How can that be? Little tchina, little by kosher. How's that enough? La'ani is daitli. I never thought it until just now. I think I know what the Rambam is saying, what the Magen Avraham is saying. Avada, he knows the Rambam, he's shevach by kosher, no door. And Avada, he's saying only by kosher, it's not enough, only one third. But I think the Magen Avraham means that most women said a kosher, no. Said a shevach and said a hodor anyway. Why? Get up in the morning. What's the first thing they say? Modani. Modani is an old custom. The women said Modani, same as men? Modani, okay. Modani. So they say the Modani. So that's the Yavodah. Then they wash the hand, Matila. What do they say about the Matila? They beg a bracha, Matila Sadani. Right? They say Sheva. Bracha, Sheva, to the Sheva, to Sheva, to the Sheva, to the Sheva, to Sheva. So they have a Sheva, they have a Havodah. There's no Bakushas in the average woman's morning routine. Perhaps that's what the Magen Avraham means, that they said a little about kosher, by the Netila, and by the Asher Yotzeh, 1, 2, 3. And between Moda Ani and the little about kosher, and the Netila, and Asher Yotzeh, they already finished the rice. That's the pshat. If that's the case, then once they finish these three things, then she's already chayav, Asher Yotzeh is mechiv the rice. She's chayav to make Kiddush. She can't eat anything before Kiddush, but the minhag is to be megel. So Rav Moshe is a funny chupa in Kelek Galah. She's a meshubedes labayla. She has to do with her husband. What does that mean? Well, I don't think she can. Wait, I don't know what the words are. I don't know. I thought the shot is the women are along on the sex thing. What's a sex thing? Along the Raivin. The Raivin says that there's no Easter to eat before Kiddusha Rabbah. You saw that, right? The Rabbah's law. The Omas Svara Pchusa Miyomo. We saw yesterday. The worst Svara of life. What a compliment that the Raivin gives to the Rabbah. And number two, which is the sort of you might see as an independent subject, maybe the Ram Chal is right. The women have gone to the Kaddish from Kiddusha Rabbah. True that the Maram Chava makes a link to Umino, the Nashim of Turis, but not Mukhruch. It would be Hobot Paya, you could call it a Svetzve. It's the same thing. It's not that way. The Rabbi doesn't say women are part. So it's two separate. I am not suffering a shuckle. That's the Rabbana. So it's the Rabbana, so we'll make it. That's to be not here for the minute of the women. The Maram Chava was another radical statement. No Kiddush Rabban Yonder. You should have seen all these. Southern Arab comes. No Kiddush in the morning and Yom. Boom. How can that be? Again, the same idea. It's not really a din of Kiddush. It's a din of a Saka based on a Smachta of Zohar, so Yom HaShabbos and Kachar, and doesn't say a Bayon. Boom. That's what I think it says. He brings it to Zeft and Brochus. But if you look in the footnotes, in the Meir's edition of the Maram Chalas, it must be a mistake in the Tosef. By definition, it's a mistake. No matter how you slice it, it's a mistake in quotation. Take a gears. You look at our gears and brachas is different. Para and gimel. Tosefta.
And kids until one is
to make it. We raised the point of that's not a problem. You don't make them fast. Take a look at the Mordechai over here. Very important thing. Open to the Mordechai, please. An interesting chiddush. It's page Lamed Hay. I got that. Theory, yeah. Theory. Okay. Says the Mordechai. It's page Lamed Hayim and Aleph in our print. Says the Mordechai like this. Where? The bottom of the first column. Please, bottom of the first column. He says as follows. The Chumoket Odom Ha'osa Tainis Chalom B'Shabbos. The last five lines of the first column. Lo Yasa Brocho B'Tnei Beso. The Kev and the Leker Akbirchas Borei Pre'agofen. Shem Ha'avikim Abirchas Ha'yayin. Then he yochel ha'otzi achem kevin sheheno motzi hu atzmo. So Mordechai has the following question. Kiddush Friday night, the din is, I can make kiddush and not have anything. I make kiddush for you. It's a birchus ha-mitzvah. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is beferish, even the bar prayer gofen I can make for you. Because it's sort of swallowed up by the din of kiddush. But what about the bar prayer gofen of Kiddush Rabbah? So the Mordechai suggests you can't do it. Can I make a bar for a gofen Kiddush Rabbah for somebody else if you're not having the wine? Why not? Because only a bar for a gofen. It's not subsumed and swallowed up by a big kiddush and the kaddish ha-shabbos. That's what he suggests. Take a look, if you will, in the big day yesha, we explain these things. In Os Lam and Aleph, he says as follows. I wrote in Ruh Bezdin, Birchas Achilas Matzah, Birchas Ayayin Shal Kiddush Hayom, Yochel Hotzi. Says the Big Yesha, according to the Marshal, Shani Hocha Be'achat is Shaykh also Rocha. So it's like Birchas Hala Megillah. But here it's like Birchas Yayin Ve'alma. Lamed Beis says no. The Beis Yosef Kotzer Ben Yeruchim Apa Pishena Mevarech Ala Birchas Anenin Kevin the Mishum Mitzvah the Kadeshu Mevarech Moti Esacherim. So I can make the Baruch for a government for. Kiddush Rabbah says there are many Yeruchim quoted by the Rambam al Halacha. Even though I'm not making Kiddush, I'm not eating anything myself. So I did it for many years. Many years my shul had a Kiddush every single week. Not a big Kiddush, just challah and soda. Well, I was behind it very strongly. Why? What did I say, challah? Sorry. Cake and then soda. Why? Simple reason. Instead of schmoozing in shul, they schmoozed after shul. Yeah. Huh? That was my theory. Oh, Absolutely. Absolutely. So so I didn't want to, I couldn't have this cake. I can't eat so much. But no, but the rabbi asked me to kiddush. So no problem. No. I went down to make kiddush. I said to somebody, you're having cake? You'll be awesome and I borrow for a guffin. I made borrow for a guffin. And he drank the wine. And often it did in the Ramah. It's mutter. Take a look in the Ramah. Ramah's possible to perish lakula. Those who have it. It's in Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Dalit. Should be enough for everybody. This is an extra mission we're here. Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Dalit. Here's a little. Yeah. Sanga. Says the Ramah.
I'll be impressed tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Tomorrow Shia. He would have come. Had the shiur tomorrow, but in the morning he would have certainly come. But tomorrow the shiur is at 4 o'clock. And how could he come and take a picture there at 4 o'clock? Yeah. Okay. Potter. So the mechaber says the siv dalit. Read the mechaber first. What wants to ride to the chas, by the way? I'm leaving right after 5:30. No. Give shiur the chas. Under the chuppah. Under the chuppah. The chas fish. Thinking about Torah. They don't want it. It's good. Yachal Adam. This is the wedding Monday night with Rishul Leib Schneider. Started taking about Torah.
Stopped him.
Sunday night, Yechil Roth left. Stopped him. Shepard was there. Yeah. But they stopped him anyway. Shepard laryngitis. He couldn't yell him down. So they, where? He had no voice, I didn't want to speak.
He spoke it
almost that long. I guess it's only here the problem. Alright. Whatever, he has to watch his voice. Yochel Adam the Kaddish Lachem Afa Pisha and Yochel Imoim. So this is who Avi Mokum Suda. I don't have to. Afa Gav the Birchas a Yayin in Yochel Otsi Achem and Eno Nene Imoim. Cave in the high bar for a Gophin who called the Kiddish Kiddish Yom Dami. Says the Ramah. Who says the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, etc. Against what? Against one side of the Mordechai. And against Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David also says it's awesome. Tosfos is mashmer it's mutter. We look at Rabbeinu David, look at footnote 19, it's mutter. Let's take a look at the Tosfos here, which is on the next Maamakimus. Those who just came, we have Bible coming to next week. Don't give it to Yaakov, please. Don't let him take one. I don't want to see it next week. You can't leave the college. I don't want to be going to co-ed classes here. It's not the Yeshiva College or the Sims in the summer. No, we are. Ooh. Yeah. But Tosha says over here, Kuvava Manala from the bottom. Tosha says, not a minion. The college wants to get up in the morning. It's 8 o'clock. Not a minion. Not a minion. Boston College now. Once they get married, they have to watch each other for a week.
So there are two reasons for it. One reason is because the Mazikin, one reason is the Mazikin.
No.
So now, if you wish, you can say that Mazikin aren't here, or aren't as mad as that. And then on the other hand, you can also say that Melchim Machal, Kvodim, Ink Kvodim Machal, but why is a Chassan higher? Lower status than the regular
Melon. Kids, just whatever, all your questions aside, don't leave your wife alone. That's it. Okay.
Skip
davening. A vice governor is here. Unless you were here last year, he's one of our races. Unless she wants to come. Unless, let's say, Shabbos, you're at the in laws and your wife's being watched by other people. But to leave herself in the apartment, you walk by yourself in the street, let's say, they move your car. That's only had a movie car. Never could get a ticket for this. No, Robbie. That happened to me once. I told you about when I never came to me the whole week. The last day of my Sheva Brochus was, or one of the days, it was Monday. And I had to borrow a car to get back from Jersey Sheva Brochus. I parked and I had to move the car at 8 o'clock in the morning. I had to move 8 o'clock. So I came to the minion in whatever it was, the wall was down in those years. The Rabbi Billet was the Gabbai, I think, in those years, and he was still a buffer. And I walked in. It was almost like the Rangers, almost like a Stanley Cup. I walk in there, they were so excited to see me. Monday, they come on Tuesday, we just barely give me a shot of life. Monday! So, but that was a heter. Once I'm in the car, I have to move it, so I'm already allowed to come to Minyan. She was sleeping. You want to come with me? I'd be very happy. That's a little bit sorrow, of course. So, we will make the Mishas HaTchak, whatever of it. But if you remember, ideally, you should stay with your wife. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a good question. If you're in a hotel, I consider leaving her alone. Yeah, we make her in a hotel. We make her alone. Okay.
Try
to get you out of here. It wouldn't pass, you know, let's say you're a chasm and show up in shul. That would be the Shabbos, that'd be a little bit, let's say, you want to come to Wayu? Yeah, all right. The, over here, it says over here in the Tosis that Kuvavim and Aleph, Abel Kiddush, the first wide line of Tosis, Abel Kiddush Ein Chov Alishtos LaMavarech. This is the Farish and Tosis that the Mavarech does not have to drink. We're talking about Kiddush Rabba. That's the whole pilk will be there, so it's my yesterday. So we're not going to Tosis against the Rabbi and the Dov and against the one day in the Mordechai. But rather like the Ramah, like the Rabbi and the Yeruch. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Nuna or your dying for dying, this toast is against the Ravelvola. Ravelvola is a famous chumra when it comes to Kedusha Rabbah. Everybody has to drink. Everybody, Bikir Adin. We'll discuss next week, Mr. Shem. And even a regular Kiddush, the Mitzvah and Amuvkor, everyone to drink. We'll discuss that. It's a very complicated vineyard, not so simple. But the Ravelvola insisted when it came to Kedusha in the morning that everybody drink. Bikir Adin, famous Britska chumra. Why? Because the whole Kiddush Friday night, and you see the Bracha Lakos, it's a big Bracha, the Kaddish and Shabbos. Kiddush Shabbos morning is nothing. All it is drinking. So if you don't drink, what do you have? Nothing. So you absolutely have to drink. You both here, Shlomo Zalman says, not that way. In this Tosis you see, not that way. But not everyone has to drink. Not at all. That's if you don't have at the Mekadosh of Yotzi already. Pasha says, not that way. Only by he says, the last line in Tosis is by Lecha Mishnah, Oz Trichim Lecha the Tziyosa. Only by Lecha Mishnah, not by Kiddush. And the Russians first away, the Russians say Metezayim, Meferish, that only one person has to drink from the Kiddush Rabbah, against Ravelo. Ravelo's a chosh, a brisk chumah, but not meager then. Also, with this we conclude this inyanim. We now start a brand new inyan. Those who just walked in, a brand mamrish of time, a brand new inyan. Kiddush Darais. What is Kiddush? What kind? But Kiddush Darais is Meferish a Gemara. It's not a Gemara here, it's a Gemara in Brochus. Daf Chav, quoted by the Tosis, is a prayer of Layayim, which we saw before. Noshim chayavas bekiddush hayom dvar Torah. Well, if women are chayav, the men are certainly chayav. But the question becomes, how do you know? So the Gemara there says, Zochas yom haShabbos akadsho. Tzachiv daraisa. Fine. What about kiddush alayayim? Is that daraisa too? That's the Tosis of Chorei. Tosis says, this din is the daraisa de Rabbanan. Tosis v'dnira de kiddush alayayim asmachti. Mushba v'yomah me'har Sinai who the Yitzchuk Kral le'meisar? Is there a chiyuv to drink the wine? There's no such thing. El ki hadam arava shvua she'eshka is a different story. So the chorah, but see there's no need for wine at the rice. But they get out of it. See, v'yol le'matzino le'meimar. The kiddush alayayin v'ar toruf. Avol ho adam ha'mavarach tzorach she'yitom ze'am v'ad rabot. A wild idea. With the rice, you have to hold the wine in your hand, you don't have to drink it. That's a very radical shita, though, right? The shita Tosis one day. But the most Rishonim hold the first day in Tosis that Kiddush is the Raisa, Kiddush alayayin is only for the Rabbanan. The Magid Mishnah proves this in Perek Chav Tes Halacha Vav for the fact that you can make Kiddush al Pas. That's the conventional pshat in the Gemara in the Kavavim and Beis, Mekadosh HaRifta. We'll discuss that next week, whether that's true or not. Rabbi Natam said it's not true. Rabbi Natam said you're not permitted to make Kiddush al Pas ever. He reinterprets the Gemara of Kaddish Rifta. The Kaddish had wine just before Rifta. We'll see that next week. It's in a new Marabakaris. So I always thought that the one who holds a Kiddush Aliyayim and the Raisa must hold a Rabbeinu Tam. There's no such thing as Kiddush Aliyayim. Kiddush on Pasta Rice, that's completely crazy. Once it's a fair layayin. Until I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, which is against me, the Ferch, in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif, Beis, Kiddush al Yayin, and the Rice, oh, Kiddush on Pasta Rice. So I thought that was a joke. What kind of business is this? It's a Chrei or a Yayin. How can it be? How can it be? He quotes the Makaris. The Makaris are not at all compelling. But I mentioned to you that what the Rav said, our opening Shia 2 weeks ago, the nature of Kiddush HaLayayin is to be Koveya Sud on it, then one could say that Kiddush HaLayayin is the rice of Yayin or Pas. It makes sense already now. It's a different kind of understanding. The Rambam is the Chadash HaKiddush Gadol in Perek Chav Tes in Halacha Aleph and HaShabbos that Havdola is the rice. The Knisasa V'Yitziyasa Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. Get the impression now very clearly that you have to have a Shevach. You can't just mention the word Shabbos. That's important. Against the Moganav, against the Rebbe Kiva Eger. Open up, everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, right? Everybody has to have a Mishnah Berurah. Everybody. You want to trade back? How did the broken down? Brand new one. It's all the same print. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, you have to have, everybody has to have this now. Take a look in Reish Ayin Aleph, because we'll be supposed to really be all office here a lot. Very important. Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Beis. Beis. The Mechaber says on page 90, from the Iskish Zachal L'Shamar, Harinashi Holvish, Lubis Shmiris, Lubis Shmir. Okay, fine. Says the Biolach at the very end of the Iskash, on page Memvav, V'hine Reis, the last two lines, V'chidushia B'kiv Egen, Shemistapek Ula Yotze Amitzis Hasei Ba'amiris Shapta Tova Bilvaz. What's Shapta Tova? Shabbos. Ula Fila, the Plia. The Rambam Kosta, the Ve'inan Zechira Shvach V'Kiddush. Oh, some of the changed the gears around. Said Zechira Shabbos V'Kiddush. Took the Ches, made it into a Sof. Still Shver. You didn't even mention the word Kiddush. You said the word, what did you say? Good Shabbos. You said Good Shabbos Kiddush. Then I could hear it if you change the gears to from Shevach to Shabbos. But we say good Shabbos is neither Shevach nor the word Kiddush at all. How could Rebbe Kivager say such a thing? A plea. The Mogad Avraham says, Rabbi Osai, a person fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush Maraisa in davening. That's our main discussion for right now. Do you or do you not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah when you daven Meir for Friday night? Tremendous ramifications. The Mogad Avraham steals. Proof. His proof is from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that a person has no wine, no Kiddush. No wine, no Kiddush. You don't make Kiddush on fast. No wine, no Kiddush. Frek the Mogad Avraham. How can you be okay if it's not say the Araisa? What does that mean? So the Machatzah Shekel explains that with the Araisa you don't need Yayin. So if you have no wine, the should have been, make a dry run. Make Kiddush, exact same as the Kiddush with no wine. That way you fulfill the mitzvah of saying the rice. How can you be vato with the rice for the lack of wine? Said the Mogad Avraham, see, for me, you already yod the mitzvah of the rice. So when? In davening. That's what I thought. Rosh Hashivan T. I was mechaving to my namesake, the Rav Mordechai over here. That what kind of raya is this? The Mogad Avraham is bringing. Maybe when the time was Kiddush Yayin is Daraisa. If Kiddush Yayin is Daraisa, then you can have no wine, so it's on the Shach Monopatri. And more than that, I wanted to add a twist. We said before, it's all about Talia. We said before, again, the Rav and the Rav HaShulam, our first reaction was that the ones who hold a Kiddush Yayin Daraisa must hold like a Rabbeinu Tam. That you can't make Kiddush on Pas. Well, they return the compliment. Rabbi Tam stands to reason, all like them, the Kiddush Yayin is Daraisa. What do I found? I thought I was bothered for weeks. Wait, it took a while to get Kasha. I found no answer to who asked Kasha. The same as Shvivei Eish. And that's in the back of the same as Kiddush Abdullah. Same with the family, the Chiris Chamat Lachasa, the Ksubik Lachasa. Must be next year, I don't know, we're going to have them now somehow. But that is Mechaber, Rabbi Stern from the Neighborak. I should have learned. I'm learning. 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 This is kosher, we'll have plenty of it, not him. Anyway, I don't think this is a sefer, I don't know about it. So I saw he asked the kasha. Both Shekivan knew, we were both mechavim to Rabbi Sturm from Bnei Brak. He asked his kasha, Simon Gimel. So it's a good answer. But we said it makes a lot of sense. But we didn't know the Tosfos knows what Gimel makes. The girl that Kiddush with Yain is not the Raisa, then why does he say to make Kiddush without wine? Must be. And possibly says he won't make. Must be. But the Amorites also heard the main Sheva, which concludes how Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kaddish Shabbos, basically the same exact list of his davening, close to the davening, the locating of the Seder of Yuchasen, the same as the davening. That doesn't suffice, except to go make Kiddush afterwards. For some reason, yeah?
And the
Amorites
say it.
The Amorites assume that doesn't.
Well, why
should you be okay? No, Shomei HaKol. My wife doesn't make Kiddush, she doesn't know my children, they hear my Kiddush. That's not a kasha. But the point is, the Pashup Shadda that the Rosh Hol did not know the Kiddush davening. Because otherwise, what does he say to remember that Rosh? Because Rabbi Yonah, that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush and Zayin Shul for the Amaratim. What do you mean? But they didn't daven, but they heard Main Sheva. Main Sheva already been found in the Gemara. So what did the Kiddush for? Apparently you need to do some of Kiddush, not do some of Davening. But we'll even read, which we may discuss momentarily. Said Amorites can't daven, but the Amorites also heard the main Sheva, which concludes how Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kaddish Shabbos, basically the same exact list of his davening, close to the davening, the locating of the Seder of Yuchasen, the same as the davening. That doesn't suffice, you have to go make Kiddush afterwards. For some reason, yeah?
And the Amorites say
say. Here, I'm asking Sufa Das.
So, why should
you be okay? No, so may I call it? My wife is making a sheet, that's all of my children. They will hear my kiddush. That's not a kasha. But the point is, the Pasha shouted that the Rosh Hashanah did not go to Kiddush and Davening. Because otherwise, what did they say to men of that Rosh? Because Rabbi Yonah, that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, Kiddush and Dain Shul for the Amaratim. What do you mean? But they didn't Daven, but they heard Main Sheva. Main Sheva had already been found in the Gemara. What did the Kiddush for? Apparently you need to do some of Kiddush, not to do some of Davening. But we'll read, which we may discuss momentarily. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is on the Marma Kavis, the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Taz, the Simon Rage, the Tadi Vov, Sim Kot Zayin, and said like this, if you hold Kiddush Alayayin in Doraisa, you're going to be forced to assume that Havdol is the Rabbah, against the Rambam. If it's in, Rambam is Kiddush Yayin is the Rabbah, Havdol is the Raisa. Those of all that Kiddush Yayin is the Raisa, Havdol is the Rabbah. How do you know that? Because the Gemara is Befurish and Brachas. Remember, you saw the Gemara, maybe you've seen it in the Ran close part of it. They were rich, they were poor. I guess it'll be the Ran. They were rich, they had to move Kiddush and wine. They got poor, and then Kiddush and Davening. Abdullah. They were rich, they made Abdullah with wine. They got poor, they had Abdullah and Davening. They got rich, they made it both again. The whole story. How can we have Abdullah? What do you mean Abdullah and Davening? What happened if Abdullah Yain the Rice? Kiddush Yain the Rice. Abdullah Yain must be the Rice. As with Bekiv Eger, if you hold Kiddush Yain the Rice, you must hold the entire obligation of Abdullah to begin with is only the Rabbanan. I dare anybody to find me in shock that Abdullah is the Raisa. Rambam, yeah. Not in Shas. Not in Shas. Nowhere. You look at the Gemara and Amos Gimel, you get the impression that the whole Abdullah is the Rabbanan. The Rosh that they'll come out with Farish, and those are Abdullah. We came across this a week or two ago. Abdullah is the Rabbanan. It's an asmachta. Who say it's the Rambam? The Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? The Rambam says in Perek of Tes, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam is important. You keep your mission, you keep your Shulchan Aruch coming back, but I'm reading from the Rambam. You have a Rambam in front of you, open it up too. It's a very short quotation. Mitzvah Zasei Shal Min HaTorah LeKadosh Es Yom HaShabbos Midvorin Shenema Zochas Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho Kolomar Zochrei LeZechira As Shevach BeKiddush V'Tzorach LeZochrei BeKniyosa V'Tziyosa BeKniyosa BeKiddush HaYom U'Vitziyosa V'Avdol. It's all the rites and passions. Where did it come from? It comes from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's one of the mysterious source of the Rambam. Sefer HaMitzvahs, you look at his own, he quotes himself. Sefer Mitzvah Kuf Nun He, the Rambam says as follows. This is Zasei Kuf Nun He. Tzivano LeKadosh LeShabbos V'Loimo Dvorim B'Knisoso V'Tziyoso V'Huam Ha'Yizborach Zochos Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho Zochreil V'Kedshev V'Brocha U'V'Veir Amru Zochreil L'Yayin V'Knisoso V'Tziyoso Tzlomar Abdullah. Where did it say this? Where? They omru, he doesn't make anything out of himself. He's calling it a source of Chazal. Where is it? Where? Where did it come from? They say omru, where did it come from? Where did it come from? He quotes a Mechilta. What's a Mechilta? But the Childa that we have doesn't say a word about Mikvei Tziyasa. The Childa, the Rashbi, I looked it up, Shemuel Yechor, doesn't say there either. You know where I think he got it from? Our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't say that. If you look at the Shiltas to Rabbi Achoy Go, Shilta Kuf Samad Vav, in the very beginning, and then the Tziv Lian Tzivkot Nahadi points out, that the Shiltas had a different gear than our Gemara. Instead of having Zachreyu, Eli Ela Belaila V'yom Inayim, way they were revived it. Any other b'knisasa b'tziyasa minayim Talmud Loma. So he had a different gear than our Gemara, apparently. So it's a little strange, frankly, because the Rif, the Rambam got everything from our gear than the Gemara. That's the mistake of the Rif. I don't know. I call upon it, where we got it from. He had a walking with Chazal that says the prayer b'knisasa and the chveyu bitziyot. Shoin, Eidi Gemoris, Ache Kresa Gdolo Vitakan Abdolo. Fair Shigamon Baruch Zaman. What's the answer of also? Those who my shield over, I should only answer this question like this. I said, Anche Knesset Gdolo, yeah? He's a new guy. I gotta say, this guy's a rookie. He figured it all out, only a 4-year vet. I'm sitting there, and then, what's going on with you guys? Of course I'm gonna say this. You have to wake up. The Nusach is there. We have so many times for what is it? So many times, different occasions. The Nusach is there, Abana. But the Chiri holds the Chiri of Doraisa. As the Minchas said, it's the Mefarish, Sivilam and Av, the very beginning. Oh. Break the Minchas Chinuch and the Bir Halacha. Since you all have Bir Halacha, you don't have Minchas Chinuch, so we'll read it from inside over here. Evan Obam, the famous, world famous Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch and Bir Halacha. But the truth of the matter is, before you even open that up, turn your Gemara. It's all based on the Gemara of Sefer Pesach. Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Our pair. Gemara says in Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the last two narrow lines. Mitzorach Sheyazki Yitzias Yitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. Sivhocha L'mantizkos Yom Tzeis L'mantizkos Yom. What's the Zereshava? What is it? It's important for you to know what is the Zereshava. Which two words are the same? Yom Yom. Yom Yom. Not Zachar Zachar. It's Tizkar Zachar. Yom Yom. Pashtus. That's against the Mishnah Berurah. That's why I'm saying it. Yom Yom. Says the Rashbam. Sarah Shiyaski, Tiz Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. Bein B'Kotz. Bay betfilah shel Shabbos, v'gzeira shava de Pesach, u'v'shamu adam v'amatzina de Pesach. What's the Rashbam said? Do we have it in our tefillah? Let me ask you a question. Go through, open the siddur, look in the Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei from Friday night. Do you see the word Mitzrayim in it?
Yeah.
Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh. 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 Usually means Shemoneh Esrei. Usually. That's the kasha, the world famous kasha of the Bir Halacha in the Minchas Chinuch. How can the Magen Avraham say we fulfill the mitzvah of Seder Raisa? How? By doing what? By davening Friday night in shul. We don't mention Mitzrayim. Let me show you what the kasha is. He says in the first wide line, second wide line, he says it's quoted by the Ruach and the Rosh Hashanah came. Eich yotzi dei kiddush the Bir Halacha. Eich yotzi, page 90. Eich yotzei dei kiddush b'tefillah, holo nizkah b'tefillahs laila yitzias Mitzrayim klal. The option of the Rashbam, skip the brackets, kos hashom. Mitzorach laski yitzias Mitzrayim b'tzeluso v'alakos. Aval b'nusach tefillah sein, holo nizkah yitzias Mitzrayim klal. Ve'ich kosev ha-magad avrom, the yotzei b'zeh. Ve'al ha-rambam lo kosh ha-klal. Yes, why not? The mash amad the yotze b'zchiras zvorim heinu k'shemazkir b'gav yitzias Mitzrayim. U'kemoshe kosev behedye b'sefer ha-mitzvahs mitzvah lamed aleph. Two typos over here. One, lamed aleph is a chinuch. You must have gotten confused in it for a second. But in sefer mitzvahs is kuf nun hei. You know, I must tell you, two editions of sefer mitzvahs. The old one which you have printed over here, the brand new one which is written by whom? Rav Chaim Heller. Rav Chaim Heller printed the Sefer Mitzvah. He was a tremendous goyim. At the end of his life, he was here in our yeshiva. He was in Berlin. He was my Rebbe's Rebbe. He viewed him as his Rebbe in Berlin. He was originally from a Litvisha family. Very famous goyim and tzaddik. He put out the new translation from the original Arabic. And that's the one I was using. And I couldn't understand what in the world is the B'Yodach talking about. Nowhere in Kuf Nun Hei was there mentioned of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I didn't know what he's talking about. So I realized, in the footnote, that the one I just read you now, it doesn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's probably wrong. It's probably wrong. He has a better, more accurate Kisveyah with a better translation. And Mitzrayim is nowhere to be seen. So that was to be a lot of answer going to the Rambam. That he says, you have to be the rice that he mentioned in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So then, he meant that. He meant, if you mention Mitzrayim. Then he writes in brackets. Ach lefele, ma shehishmit zeh barambam gufa v'tzorach mim barambam gufa. Means in the Yad HaChazaka. He left out the principle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Left it out completely. How can it be? How can it be? How can it be? I can leave it out. So some say we learn in the text of Kiddush, which mentions Mitzrayim. A plea. That text is the Rabbanan, as you said before. Then he says, Shamati Shabisefer Minchas Chinuch. Oh, Gam Ken Hifli Bazel Amogon Avraham.
Why do you read like Shamati? Why do you
read
like
Shamati? Printed, I don't know when it was printed exactly. When was it first printed?
Like this?
When was the first Michal Schiller ever printed? It tells you probably in the Shabbat. No, it probably didn't have it in his town. It was not today when I was doing this farm. Umach mazem masik lalocha de lo kavosei. Blaniyaz daif di yesh li yashiv devar of tzas. He wants to fend for the Mogan Avraham. Oh, the sover the udrak with the rabbonon. Vag zeh reshova hu asmach to be alma. I think he's right, because I think it's the Emeth Eretz. And the Gzeir is shown in Asmach to be honest. Doesn't really mean he's right. I think it's correct. Because I'm going with Shita C, that the Rav Chaim Hellas hears it. It didn't happen to rhyme anywhere in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? More than that. And I don't like this next line too much. Look at the next line. The Gav that Gzeir is shown is Zechira Tzrechina Laha, the Darsh Meshavas Pechavim Vivei, Zayin Shah. I think there's two things wrong with this line of Mishnah Berurah. One, there it's Zechira, here it's Yom Yom. So I asked you before, what's a Gzeirah Shavah? Here's Tisko Zohar. That's not a Gzeirah Shavah. So it should be, it's Yom Yom, and there it's Zechira. That's number one problem I have with this line in Biola. Number two, what's it? You look up Shabbos, came over the base? There it's a drush that teaches that the Torah was given on Shabbos. That's history! It's not a drush of the Guru, we're not learning anything. That's just history. I really clear a show.
Right,
but we don't have it at all. Nah, I don't believe that. Yeah, that was it. Right, because an interesting terrace, the second terrace, somebody mentioned before, Yeshua mentioned before. Look at it, it's another terrace, which I don't think is correct. I think my terrace, the first terrace, is correct. So now, smack. But Rav doesn't have it anywhere. Not in Sefer Viyad HaChazok, and not even in Sefer Mitzvot, a more correct edition. Vayta. Oh, the Sova, the Yotzim, and the Torah, Masha, Hizkir, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Somach, Mitzvila, Tashkivena, the Gula, Rich, the Damya, Poshar, the Chazal, Tzot, Tzrichin, and Shiyaz, Kedavka, the Kiddush, the Gufa. Nope. So you have in, Tashkivena, talks about Yitzias, Mitzrayim, and before that, it's all Yisrael, Yitzias, Mitzrayim. And then you go right to Damya. Ah, become a kamudocha, a mafsik begin with rishonos. For ulai ef shalom that came in the mafsik for posuk shabbos b'nei yisrael on Shabbos, techav ashkivenu, shigula arich the divers and the torah b'shvachos shel vayom Shabbos, af shlo hiskir adayin b'shdayom. It's all one long continuum. Uberam niska sherech makidish there, halayaske techav give the rishonos. Ubervadel or nigram. It's the same. The mashivsik to give the rishonos to shvachos shel hakadosh baruch hu. Ben Shevach Shabbos Lekidusho. Zeo Anir Liyashev Dibbe Mogan Avram Echom Rakusha. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Alone. You don't have to come on to the No word, no, the word Kiddush not applied. Is that the word Kaddush or Kiddush found in the Shamru? No. Yeah, the word Kiddush isn't found there, so I don't like that there. Because Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush. The word Kiddush means you have to have some of the word Kaddush found. That's what I thought. I'm being a Pashta now. You have to have the word Kiddush. I think so. Pashup Shah, you have to have the word Kiddush. Maybe. Anyway, one more Nakuda. Yeah. No. So that'll explain Rabbi Yonah. Maybe it doesn't. That'll explain Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said you have to say Kiddush. Why? What's all the main Sheva? Teretz is the main Sheva, it's the Mitzrayim. That could explain Rabbi Yonah. I don't think it's really a... involved in the Seisrim. Now, Rabbi Osam, next question. Next question. The Minchas Chinuch suggests Abad Adaraisa, Mitzrayim, Zeresh Shava, and Rabbi relied on the Nusach HaKiddush. I say, I don't like that. I don't think that's true. I think it's an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta of a Pasha. Yeah.
When the Minchas Chinuch was talking about this, you know, about Yotzim,
Kiddush,
it seemed like
he was
saying, like he was in Das
Yachid. Right. But the Bialach
came
to join him.
It seemed like everybody else was
holding
it. You don't have to be
Maskeri. Right. We don't know why.
So,
okay.
So it's not
I mean, so I'm telling you, it's
still
the Rabbanah. That's all.
So it's not so bad.
Right. It's great. I think it's his best answer. The Mechas Kiddush, he told us to follow the Kasha. We don't mention it to the tribe of Havdalah. And if the Rambam that Havdalah is the Raisa, so how can you not mention the tribe? How do you get away with it? Says, well, only by Kiddush, not by Abdullah. What does that mean? The way we said it's only the Rabbanah, there's no problem with the Klal. They weren't attacking by Abdullah. The Taz apparently the earth. You're not Yotzeh with Tefillah against the Mother Navra. So maybe the Taz is the Shittasa. The Taz also Abdullah is the Rabbanah. So you say Tzitz Mitzrayim is the Raisa. It works out. The Taz holds that Abdullah is the Rabbanah. If you hold Abdullah is the Rabbanah, you can say it's his Mitzrayim is the Raisa. And therefore, if I have Abdullah, you don't need to Abdullah is the Rabbanah. If you hold Abdullah is the Raisa, like the Rambam, and there's no Mitzrayim there, you must say it's his Mitzrayim is the Rabbanah. It goes to Abdullah Talia. You have this Gevaldik Akash. If Abdullah is the Raisa, if Mitzrayim is the Raisa, if you don't have Mitzrayim by Abdullah, it's a Gevaldik Akash. The Hasidic sort of waves his hand at it. Well, you said it by Kiddush is good enough. So I don't like that Torah so much.
You should
be Nishalah, because you didn't check. Not the simple shot. So one of two ways out. You say Abdullah is Rabbanah, and Mitzrayim is Rabbanah. Those are the two simplest ways out. One or the other. Kosher. Comes along the Shmira Shabbos Kalkos and asks this kasha. And it begins to be more powerful. The Perek Nun Ches, Sahara Yud Ches. The Rambam HaZaloshin, the Nazkir, I'm not sure I get the question exactly right. Thank you very much. I don't see mine. Is mine here? My Thank you. How much the right page? Almost. Almost. Here's the following kasha. The Sefer HaMitzvah, according to our Gersa, says the Nazkir bum plural Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't have it in Abdullah at all. That's not a plea. Not gonna be. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, I think, or somebody, who says that you say Yetzias Mitzrayim before the Havdalah Shmoneh Esrei. Same as the Bialach said, you say Yetzias Mitzrayim before Kiddush Shmoneh Esrei. You say Yetzias Mitzrayim before Havdalah Shmoneh Esrei. Why don't you want to talk? The whole thing is a shverer raid. Not only that, more than that. According to a woman who doesn't have a Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos, not Yom Tov, with the rice. You mentioned this, right? Can you imagine that? The Rav once told us that the women in Litva didn't daven, even though they did daven, never daven Ma'ariv, except for Motzei Shabbos, and they daven Ma'ariv to fulfill
Abdullah.
I'm just telling you, that's the style. But he's talking about the women who daven all the corner of the house. They didn't have to be Litva Shalom. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a different party, says. And the Chassidim suggests this, sort of. What's up? If you mention Mitzrayim and Kiddush, Kiddush tells one unit, they ain't it. According to this comes up, if you didn't make Kiddush, then you're not going to say, whatever, the rice for the hour text of Havdalah. That's also upset. Nothing says something, more or less, yeah. Kiddush, also a Kiddush. So she didn't make bad, she should add it in somehow. Add it in. I don't know. Now comes along the question, which I think, Noam, I just didn't hear you if I heard you straight. Kavana, right? Someone said the word about Kavana. Didn't someone use the word Kavana before? Here in Perek Mem Zayin, or at Tez Zayin, of course, Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is found on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on the Mogan Avraham, right over here, in Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkot Nal, who says a person should not have Kavana to be Yotze and Davin Marev. You know why? Should be Yotze the Kiddush Alayayim Midoraisa. one of the Kiddush with the rice to Alayayim. If you're Yotzin, Davening Myers, and the Kiddush Alayayim, it's only the Rabbanon that can Kiddush. You know that we have by Krishma the same idea. Not to say Krishma before Shacharis, early. I'm going to be able to the Kiddush with the rice, I'll say to Rabbanon. I'm going to be able to the Kiddush with the rice, I'll say to I'll call Shulayim. That's what the Brahma that I'm wrong. Chassam Sofer says. Prima Gadav says no. He goes beyond that. Prima Gadav says once Chazal came along and required Kiddush al Yayin, if you make Kiddush with no Yayin, you're not even Yotze the Mitzvah d'Oraisa. Where'd that come from? Who knows where this comes from? The Kiyas and Shas. Where there were tests at the beginning of the second, someone said, if you don't do the Mitzvah d'Rabbanan, the way the Rabbanan why you do it, you're not even fulfilling the mitzvah right today. They sort of canceled your mitzvah.
Right
at the beginning of a mitzvah.
You say a little about Malcolm Sugars.
No, no, who knows? Who knows? Keith. No? Sukkah Dav Gimel Man Aleph. If you didn't, if you had the table out of the sukkah, lo kiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. And Tosa suggests it didn't arise. The Prima Gadim says that that's the case here too, we should suggest. Once Chazal required Kiddush al Yayin, you have Kiddush without Yayin, you're not even able to do the Dindarais. I'd come to Prima Gadim right over here. Now I'm going to wrong. Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Sif, Kot, not maybe me in the Ram of Kaddish. The wrong one. Reish, Ayin, Aleph. Sif Aleph, no, that I'm wrong. No, I don't write that paper down. My fault. But I did write that Shmir Shabbos. We quote the Shlomo Zalman said, it's wrong. It's wrong. When it came to Sukkah, you did the wrong thing. You didn't sit with you and you wrote with Kulo, with Shulchan of Pesach Sukkah. But here, you didn't do the wrong thing. Afal Gav. The Mekadesh from the Torah of Amiras Dvorim, Yom Mitzvila, Mikomakom Mekadesh Shein is Aliyayim, and the Rabbanah, by Abdullah, the same thing. That's about Abdullah, quotes some of Zdaraisa, and the Chathil Yom Avdol Mitzvila, and Yom Avdol Mitzvila, Aliyayim. So why should you say that you did something wrong? After the Torah, like the Tosis in Sukkah? Why should you say that? Sorachim Prima Gana. Minole Lonichl the Rabbanan Shikab and Chilab and Chilab Kirish Raisa. And later on, you do it the Rabbanan. Who said so? That's Kacha Takanas Chazar. How do you know it's not? If Shlomo Zalman's Kash and Terek Mem Zayin, the Ora Tez Zayin. It's a good Kash. It's a very good Kash. You assume it's not true. And we assume if Shlomo Zalman's right. Ashkas. You like the Mother of Rabbi, you also put the rice. But now comes an important beer halacha. Take a look. You can't call this rush. Back to the beer halacha, if you don't mind. Yeah. The beer halacha is discussing this question. Whether you can be Yotzi or Tefillah. We got up to over here, the last, went up to the last few lines in the Bir Halacha. He said, "V'mikomakom l'dina tzarachiyin, do like Havanas a Gemara, sheyazkir, new line, sheyazkir, see? The last 12 lines on the page. Sheyazkir tzias mitzrayim v'soch ha-kiddish v'nusach tefillah seinu lo matzino zeh. V'kol ha-taymeh manal, kosadzah v'fnim, shish l'fakpeik, v'zeh harbeik." Alright? That's a very important yisod. Really, he says, maybe you're not Yotze and Davini. Now, let's go, before we go any further, the Kavanah story, which we'll get to later, let's go to the top of the Biolo. Alright? We remember we're going to come back here. Go to the top. He says, quotes the Magen Avraham, he brings a riot. This is now third of the way down the narrow lines in Biolo. Kostel amagal Avraham del Fizeb et Tfilas Buvad Vodiska Kedushas Nulan Kedushas Ayom. Yeah. The Kayim Amitzis Asay. The Avi Od Raya Miyot Amar Baruchos Aplamagil Amad Beis Shen Estapku Nulan Amavno Betfilas Tzorach Shiyad Al Akos Alo Veishivu Ki Kedusha Ma Kedusha Afagav De Mekadesh Mitzlusa Ha De Mekadesh Akasa Af Avdol Anami Afagav De Mavno Betfilas Hodr Mavdala Kasa. So the Mogan Avraham is bringing it, says Beferish. The what? What do you mean? Even though you're Mekadosh Mitzlusa, you're also the Chi of Doraisa. You're also the Chi of Doraisa in that fashion. So too, by Havdalah, exactly the same thing exists. So what do you see? You're also the Chi of Davening, mid Doraisa, the Chi of Kish Doraisa, you're also the Davening. That's what he says. And often the Gemara brought with the Flamet Gimel Amid Beis. The Rabbi Kivegan, he quotes later, says that no. But the Ran says, Kiddush Alayayin is Doraisa, or Pas, he throws in, is Doraisa. So then how can that be? How can you say if Kiddush Alayayin is Doraisa against an often the Gemara and Mesef the brought with the Flamet Gimel Amid Beis? The Gevaldik Akasha, the Bialoch asks. But that's also going to somehow tamper with the Raya of the Magen Avraham. The Chen Hevi Ol Sham the Rabbi Kivegim. We divrei Arosh Perak Avi Pesachim Muchach Stagam Kedah Tzvile. The Tzvile Bilvad Eliyot Bilvadai. Why? Because you say Kiddush and Shulchan Amaratzin. So apparently with the Raya you're not Yotzei with Davening. We already pointed out that it may not be that way. It may not be the question of the Raya. The Kiddush and Shulchan Amaratzin is also the Raya. We discussed this Barichas. It may not be Shulchan Amaratzin the Raya. Ubiyos is feeling that I feel the Kiddush of Gavash Lobach of Surah take of Gamkin and Yotzim and Atorah. You already pointed out that I may not be so. Didn't mean that. But that's why Ben Yonash and the Kiddush Gamma Yotzim is to say the Raisa, I feel the Shlobach of Surah. Brackets. Mike is the Kash which bothered me. But Sarach Lahav and Eich Yifarnis and Rosh Vara and Varashva. As Masha Amma Agamora, Ma Kiddusha, Afa Gavd and Mekadosh Mitzlusa Vechulek. That implies that Yotzim and Kiddush Daraisa and Davening. They all say for one reason or another, that you're not, you don't. V'yesh lom lachi kama. Ma kiddusha af agav she kiddush betfila. Sorach lakadosh ola pam ala kos. Baina bedechsiv zohor. V'kam lo zohor ala yayin ala pas. Du gam kev emlokam yayin. V'im laven yotze klal yade kiddush. Even mid arayis and kondol os poskim. Af abdol anami de tikkun rabbonon. What's a very famous rule? Nu noam. Kein dorayis a tikkun. V'alkein afal gav da avdol betzlusa sorach avdol lakos v'im lav en yotze klai de avdola. That's the var. Doesn't mean the level of the raisa. It means kol tikkun rabbanan kein the raisa tikkun. That's a very nice v'alach. That's the case, of course, and all the raisas from the flamel gimel and brachas fall off. You can't prove anything on the level of the raisa, which could be kein the raisa tikkun. So you can't prove anything at all. Oh, let's go a little bit right. A little bit right. Now down to the bottom again. Down to the bottom again. Kavono. Kavono. So the bottom of the Birloch is Vamashin is Arak Ma Sha'arati Old Bifnim. With Bifnim. Bifnim is the Mishnebruah Sifkot and Beis. In Sifkot and Beis, he says as follows. Where is it? Ula miyesh the fakpek was a harabay, a little less than halfway on the page. The kaimel and the el the simin sanach zivdala the mitzvah shrichas kavana kadeh losses basiyas ha-mitzvah. Umistama ein miderech ha-olam lechaven lotzeh sis ha-mitzvah sasei de zocha betfila. Kevin sheesh lo yayin opas v'yochol kadash aleyen. Acha kach v'brocha kidin v'tov yosef shalo yeyte oz ha-mitzvah sasei de raisa v'shiyeyte atla v'yem lo kos v'shalo b'bakam suda. That's his kasha. You have no kavana to be yotze. That's the kasha of the Mishnebruah and the Biolach. The Mechassinah goes weiter. You saw if you saw it inside. He says, even if you hold that mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, here it's worse. Why is it worse over here? So the Mechassinah, why is it worse over here? Here having kavana for what? For a different mitzvah.
Here I have kavanah for the mitzvah of tefillah to the minchas chinuch, so that even if those who maintain the mitzvah ain't shviras kavanah, that you have a neutral kavanah, no kavanah. But here you have kavanah hafachis, kavanah for a different mitzvah, claims the minchas chinuch, you would not be able to be yotzi the mitzvah of kiddush and davening, because having a mitzvah that kavanah shelo lates, then the kavanah to be yotzi davening, which implies kavanah not to be yotzi kiddush. That's his kasha. Oh. He assumes two separate mitzvahs. Oh, very good. Very good. I'm sorry. That's a good question. The Shemir Shabbos quotes from the Sefer Bari HaShulchan. That's not we go ahead and see that we have it. It's by Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noach. It's also Shulchan, he wrote also the Bari HaShulchan, which is as follows. The Baal Halachas Gedolah says, quote, the Chayavin Lekadesh B'Tfilah of Alakos. Posh Pratz a Gemara like that. Same Gemara Brachas Lam and Gimel. B'Tzlus of Alakos. Posh Pshara. She says, what do you mean you have Kavanah to be able to Kiddush and Davening? Fakir! You're required to have Kavanah to be able to Kiddush and Davening. Because it's still to this day a chiyuv to be mekayim in the midst of kiddush twice in davening and what? And b'kol shi'ah, same as Abdullah, same thing. So fakeret, mistami had in mind to fulfill everything. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, look at the Krishma, Simon Samach, Sivkot Yud. He said, I have to have in mind every morning, it says in the art scroll, have in mind to fulfill the midst of Krishma, right? It says in the, we'll have a four art scroll. Tikkun Meir, you'll grow up with. Doesn't say it. So the poskim say, as long as you get up in the morning, you put on your tefillin, you're davening with kavanah, means you have a mind to fulfill all the mitzvahs you're required to fulfill. Mistam is enough. Stam is considered proper kavanah. I'll prove it to you. One second. I'll prove it to you. Forget the bahat by kiddush. When it comes to Abdullah, it's for sure. Beferish, you come on. You have a chiyuv to have to Abdullah and davening and Abdullah la kos. That's beferish. Let me ask you a question, but an honest question though. You davened Meir this past Matzah Shabbos. You thought before you said, I'm having him, the Mukha, the Mazum, the Kamek, to say, of Abdullah, Shanema, Zonah, Shema, Shabbos, and Kasha, but you saw the Vitsi Yosa.
I didn't see this exactly much.
The average Jew, even a person who knows something, he's davened what says in the Siddur. What?
You don't stop to read the
things
on Shabbos,
like a certain dish. Even Oscar doesn't. Other than say, hey, I have intention to fulfill the mitzvah of Abdullah. Why not?
It's obvious. Why is he saying it?
Why is he saying it the most nervous?
So it's equally obvious you have a Meir on Friday night that you want the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why?
What? I don't know if it's not belonging to
Shmoneh
Esrei. I see Shmoneh Esrei every single day
is
the exact same
Shmoneh
Esrei. Now you're stooping it out of the Kaddish on
Shabbos.
Or I'm going to know that I'm saying
Abdullah,
but the whole davening for Friday night, that is the davening for Friday night.
Yeah,
the davening is
davening.
It's something that I'm not used to. The entire davening is just a davening for Friday night.
The Rosh
Hashanah davening is a different davening also. I don't come up with the Yotze Kiddush for Shabbos, and I'm saying Rosh Hashanah
davening.
Right.
Or Kiddush for Shabbos.
Kiddush
for
Shabbos.
No, it's davening. I hear what you're saying.
Yotze on Shabbos and come up with
no, they already fulfilled it Friday night, that's what.
And if you had it, then you would be
able to okay, I'm just telling you that I think in my opinion, the guy's kavanah hafachis, the only yotze davening and not to be yotze kiddush, I'm not so sure it's true. Maybe you'll be yotze kiddush and that's because you have kavanah, or it's mistava kavanah with the shem kiddush. That's what the halacha requires, say kiddush, take the bahag, even without the bahag. I'm not so convinced it's Kasha Sogavaldi. Now we come to the big question, which I think maybe there's been no one asking. Someone on the side asked the question. About a, who can be Yotzi Motzi whom? I'll give you a case. Let's say I go away for Shabbos, and I have left my wife is home, and my 13-year-old child is home. Just turned my mitzvah. We get to my mitzvah, I can't take it, I go away for Shabbos. Can't take it, I'm still running away from my creditors. I'm running away, I couldn't pay the caterers bill. So I run away.
My son is left, my 13-year-old son, and my wife, and their home. Who makes Kiddush?
The wife.
Correct. Correct. My wife makes Kiddush. Why? Because it's Kiddush, it's Daraisa. And the klal is, when it comes to Daraisa, we can't rely on what we call the Chazaka Derava. Yeah, it's quoted over here. The Mishnah Berurah right over here, it's on page 91. Page Mem Vav. He says, top of the page. Come and see where the little dalet is and the shanty is down. Who pushed the cotton and the motis that he should lost, the Rabbana Matthew the Raisa. But feel him who ben Yudgim will show the Chashin and Shemel Avish de Saras. The Bemili the Raisa lo Samchin and Achazaka. The Mikavan Shigil the Chalshon and Migil the Chazaka, the Mikavan and the Chalshon and the Chalshon and the Chalshon and the Chalshon That's a good question. How was the smell of the konah? So the Mishnah to be all up. Sharatzin's lab dafka. And the kol she has ribu seyem is konah. It shaves. It shaves.
That's it.
Yeah, like,
I mean, shaves or shaves the entire face?
No. That's what he says. Don't have the whole face. Shaves. Even a mustache should be enough. 15-year-old kids, they all have their, you know, they have a little mustache. That should be enough, I think. Right? That's right. They're 20-year-old kids or nothing. So, Evan develops a different pace. Not to get worried about it. It's like this. That's what he says. Question. What if she davened Ma'ariv? So the dog on her above, if she davened Ma'ariv, it's no problem. If the woman davened Ma'ariv, so now she's going to have the Rabbana. And the Rabbanah, she rely on a 13-year-old son, based on the Bogan Avraham. She can make Kiddush, but she can also have her son make Kiddush for her. It's her choice. Now the famous Bogan Avraham. I said, Bechol Yom, I come home from shul, I read a Daven Meir. My wife didn't Daven Meir. How can I make Kiddush for her? She's Chayev Midaraisa, I'm only Chayev what? Midarabana. How can a Midarabana be both Midaraisa? Oh, baby is a classical answer. Paul Yisrael, Arev, Zelazer. Correct the Dogma Mirvah, but I'm talking about men. But the Rosh of Baruch says, does not apply to women. So how can I go home from Shul Friday night and make Kiddush for my wife? The famous Kash of Dogma Mirvah. It says in the Holy Torah that the concept of Arva started when they went into Eretz Yisrael. And it starts with those 11 dots there. And it's Radiglos, Lonel, Vadeinim, and all of Rashi, this is Arev, Zelazer. That's a communal concept. Women are pturas from mitzvah satsibu. Women are pturas from mitzvah satsibu. Oh, very good. So David gives an answer. That's a very good answer. One minute. So the Prima Gaudim says that although a woman is not responsible for a man is responsible for a woman. That makes a perfect sense. Perfect sense. I think you're right.
That's right.
Usually the other way around.
That's right.
Very good. There are two girls in the house. One daven, one didn't daven. So the one who's quote from her, the one who's daven, she wants to make Kiddush. Can't do it. That's correct. That's right. Yes?
Why can't we see by Lepus Neos that sort of like Kiddush is Shabbos also?
We'll come to that. So the, look over here, but we're not finished yet.
Let me not say Kiddush anyway, so.
No. Look in the Sharati and the host tests. Look over here, please. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Mechaber that a woman can make Kiddush for a man because they're both Daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah in Dalet said, the famous Mishnah Berurah, that she shouldn't be multi men or not from her family, the Zila Milsa. It's like a Zilzul. My opinion, a woman shouldn't make Kiddush for her husband either. Although I know that in certain communities became stylish, I mentioned earlier, that he makes it night, she makes it day, he washes it, he makes a moti, she makes this. It's all feminism, it's all egalitarianism, it's a shtus v'hevel. And I'm very much opposed to it. You know, I don't want to talk about it. You know, when you get married, you want to move to speak to me first. I'm afraid even exists in Riverdale, it's not certain communities within Riverdale, but that's neither here nor there. Alright. But speaking strictly, it's mutter. Strictly speaking, it's mutter. Kiddush and Amotzi, you can one connect to the other. Zilamils, I'm very much opposed to it though. It's a terrible thing. They're doing different roles. I don't like candles. My wife likes candles. I don't know, why would I like candles? Why would I like candles? Candles, you get a direct line to the Rabbanish line, like candles. I want to light candles. My wife says, no, I'm not in the candles. She wins. All right, my wife's not home. If I'm not home, she makes Kiddush. I'm not supposed to make Kiddush if I'm not home. Whatever. Okay, different story. These days, my wife does. Because I leave too early, I leave before Plag HaMincha. So I always remind her, before she lights candles, she should put the lights on and off. For the mitzvah of the Zogos Neiris as well. But that's a side point. So that's Dalit. And those hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore a woman can make Kiddush even if she already was Yotzei, same as a man. In Kiddush, Anashim V'Nashim Shavin. You hear? Same thing. So the Sharatian, I'm test. I'm people going to shouldn't stop it. The Pesach Hashem is topic was there. The Ulai Isha Afal Pisha Mechuyeves Eina Bechal Arvus Shetucha lahotzik sheyotzas kvar. V'nishar b'safek, I'm talking about Mervava alach b'shit azu. Sheni chol lahotzi. Avar b'kiva eger, argues. V'herich lochiach v'rayas te isha v'masha v'chuyevet.